Okay, there's a collaboration between Ford Motor Company and Hewlett-Packard that will lead to transforming 3D waste into auto parts. You know I can't make that up. It's above my pay grade, but not Debbie Molesky. Help me out,
That's
Debbie.
Right. Molesky is fine.
Molesky, okay.
Yes.
From the Ford Motor Company joining us today. And this sounds heady.
This is great, Greg. This is fantastic. So I'm the new technical fellow of sustainability at Ford, and we're like taking our waste seriously. I'm happy to say that. And what we're doing is we're taking all of the waste from a 3D printing process that we are currently scaling up within our Dearborn facilities, and we're using that to make car parts. So the waste would have gone to landfill, but we're making better car parts out of it than we were previously. It's better material. Yeah.
How in the world are you doing that?
Well, we're tending to accumulate the waste in these big bins, and it would just go out in the garbage. And instead of doing that, we send it to a company that is now cleaning it. The company's called Laverne. They're taking out any chunks of powder that will get in the way. They make it into pellets, and those pellets are injection molded into fuel clips for the F-250, 350, and 450. So it's pretty high volume. They're just little clips. But the whole idea here was to stay up front of the waste. As we start using more and more 3D printing, all of those processes produce plastic waste. Instead of sticking it in the landfill, let's use it on parts. And what we found was it was a 7% weight reduction, a cost savings, and better chemical and moisture resistance on the clips. So why the heck wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, a little recycling there. Who thought that up? Did they get a pay raise?
Well, believe it or not, you're talking to her. And
no.
What drives me is...
How in the world?
My dad was raised during the Big Depression, and he sort of went around collecting things off the curb saying it was great stuff. Is this good stuff? This is good stuff. And my mom was always rolling her eyeballs. But this was ingrained in me, and it drove me crazy that this good polymer was going into the trash. And so we found an application, and we hope to expand it to more parts as 3D printing scales up.
You're not a hoarder, are you, Debbie?
No, I try not to be, but I do see value in almost everything. So, you know, you got to have one person at Ford that's walking around and making everybody feel bad about their trash.
Well, that's pretty remarkable, really. That kind of sets a standard for the industry, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think once this comes online, the other car companies will probably follow us in this. And, you know, what I said is true. We're hoping to expand it. There's more waste within the company, and we're going to look for applications for it. And, you know, none of these things will compromise the integrity of the part for our customer. We are really good at making sure, you know, this stuff hasn't even been touched. It's just the stuff that was surrounding the parts we were making in the 3D printer. So it is really high-quality material. So I'm really happy about it. I feel good about the fact that, you know, Ford is not putting this stuff in landfill, and it demonstrates the possibilities of just looking around you and figuring out what you can do with something.
So do you see other waste being used?
Yeah, so we use a lot of nylon from used carpeting. So the really, really gross stuff that gets thrown away from aircraft, from people's homes, 1970s and 80s carpet. We work with a company called Wellman who separates the materials and provides us with underhood nylons that, again, are just as good performing as the stuff that you get from petroleum oil. And so, yes, we have a lot of recycled materials within Ford vehicles now. This one's just our own internal waste being used, so we're kind of proud of that.
So I need a new muffler for my Fusion. Can you get me one?
I'll make it out of 3D waste powder. I don't know about that. I'll have to think.
Okay. So, any other exciting things going on in your department?
Well, yeah, so there is always cool stuff going on. Our department is sustainable materials, and so we work on algae-based plastics and foams. We're looking at almond shells right now as a filler for plastics. So right now we either put glass fibers or minerals that are mined from the earth into our plastics to make them stronger. Wow. Why not use agricultural side products? We've been doing that for many years, and, you know, Ford's a leader in using soy-based foam, and that soy oil comes from farmers here in the Midwest that would be either plowing it under as an excess crop or shipping it overseas. So there are so many things you can do with what is considered agricultural waste right now. And that's what we're attempting to do because, as I found as a scientist, these materials are better than what we mine.
That's pretty amazing. You'll get a Nobel Prize, won't you, Debbie?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I do have passion about going to work. I am very proud of Ford because they've always supported this work, and Henry Ford was big into this. I didn't know it when I started, but Henry Ford was a leader in teaming up with farmers and trying to use their crops in his vehicle. So he had wheat straw, the side product of wheat, so this plant part after you take the wheat off of it in steering wheels, and he also used soy oil in coatings way back in the 1940s.
Wow.
So I'm just continuing that legacy, I guess, for the Ford family and really for the planet. We have a lot of people working in the group who are really passionate about, you know, wasting less and using what's available and above ground as much as we can.
Debbie, maybe you can figure out a way to get the Lions in the playoffs.
Oh, you give me some hard objectives.
Hey, congratulations. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. That's amazing.
Thanks for inviting me. Take care.
Okay. Have a good day. Debbie Melcheski, Ford Motor Company. Very, very innovative company.